Okay, I am here with emerging artist Bailey James. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I am 14. Mm-hmm. I am originally from Pennsylvania, a really small town in Pennsylvania, and I always loved singing. Like, from when I was little, I would sing Amazing Grace in church, and I would sing Johnny Cash with my dad.
Yeah.
And then my parents finally started to see that, like, I loved music when I was about 11, because mm-hmm. I would sit in my room. When I got home, I would sit in my room, and I would just sing and sing and sing. And they would be like, Bailey, stop, like, you're annoying us. And then we finally made a little CD, and we took it down to all these producers, and we found one that we really, really liked, and it's just been a roller coaster since.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
Percy, it's kind of like 2 hours from Philly.
Okay.
That's where everyone knows where that is in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I say.
All right. So you have a new single out called Run Girl.
Yes.
And you also have a music video out for it. Is there an album in the works as well to go with it?
Well, we're not really thinking about an album right now.
Okay.
But I want to make an album.
Right.
And I really think that putting Run Girl out first, I definitely needed to do that to show people, like, who I am.
Right.
And it's just a really, like, motivational song that sets up an album, I think.
Right. Okay. And do you do a lot of your own writing, or do you have co-writers that you work with?
I write with co-writers a lot, but I also write on my own, and I've been trying to improve, because there's always room for improvement.
Yep.
And, Run Girl and The One, which is another single that's going to be coming out, they're both written by me.
Okay, great. Alright, so what's your schedule looking like for this week at CMA Fest?
Well, I have two booths, one on Friday and one on Saturday, I think, and they're just 1 hour.
Autograph signings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've done that before, and it's crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm playing at the Wild Horse.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love it there because of all the stories and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's super cool.
Okay. Who are your biggest inspirations as an artist?
Patsy Cline, Hank Williams, George Jones.
Old school.
Yeah. I love old school country, and that's definitely my inspiration. I think you can hear that in some of my music. I remember just loving them and loving the way they sang more than anyone else I'd heard.
Yeah. It's always nice to find a youngster who appreciates the good old school country music. I love that. Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Oh, gosh. I think my biggest strength is I love interacting with fans, and I love talking to them, and sometimes, you know, that can be hard for other people. Sometimes people are shy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm completely different. And I love, like, being out there and being goofy and being me. And I think my biggest weakness would be I talk too much. I talk way too much. I can't stop myself from
talking.
You're
a teenage girl. That's not anything unusual, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. People will be like, stop, Bailey. Stop.
Hey, nothing wrong with being yourself, okay? All right, what has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
When I met Kelsey Ballerini, Darius Rucker, and 1,000 Horses, and I got to perform alongside them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was crazy. And, like, I remember when I was really little, I would, like, listen to Wagon Wheel, and, like, Kelsey Ballerini, when she came out, I was like, oh my gosh, like, finally a new girl.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And, like, I remember when I won the contest to sing with them, me and my dad were both crying. That was like, So that's probably my favorite moment.
So you had to go through a competition thing, and the winner got to go up on stage with them. And
yeah.
That's,
it was a competition in Pennsylvania, XTU, like a big radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember completely, like, tears running down my face. I was a mess.
Have they played any of your music on the radio up there yet, or?
Yeah, they play it in, like, Europe even, and they've been
really?
Playing, yeah, they play it, I've never, like, heard it on the radio in Pennsylvania, but,
So you haven't actually heard yourself on the radio randomly, like, oh my god, that's me?
Yeah, I haven't heard myself randomly, but that's kind of because my parents, you know, there was this one time where I would have been able to hear myself, but I stay up really late, so I sleep in, and I wasn't able to hear myself.
You sound just like a musician. You fit right in this town. Okay, so let's see. Outside of music, what is something that you are really passionate about?
I am really passionate about lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
I love playing lacrosse. and I really love reading. And I know I sound like such a geek for that, but I love reading, and I love lacrosse.
Yeah, well, reading is an inspiration towards writing, so mm-hmm. that's
makes
nothing
you
wrong
much
with that.
Better
gives
writer.
You a lot of more ideas,
yep.
song ideas. Okay, what is the number one item on your bucket list?
To win Entertainer of the Year before Taylor Swift. I'm not joking.
That's a very good goal.
Yeah, I've had that goal since I was 9.
Okay. You may get that. You never know. I hope you do. Okay, let's see. If you could record a duet with another artist, who would it be?
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton. Okay.
I love him. He's amazing.
Yep. And lastly, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
That you should take risks and you should do what you want to do. Don't try to make anyone else make you do something that you're not comfortable with and you don't fully love. Because if you don't love what you're doing, then people can tell and there's no point
right.
to that. So do what you love and don't let anyone get in your way.
Right. My favorite word is passion. You gotta, and that's why I asked the question earlier, outside of music, what's your passion? You gotta have a passion for what you're doing.
Yes.
So.
I don't think I would do anything else but music. I can't see myself doing anything else but music.
That's a good answer. All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with us, and we hope you have a good week here at CMA Fest, and best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
Thank you.